Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
I'm Harold Mester. Thanks for joining us. And we just heard from Supervisor Elizabeth Coggs. And now here is Supervisor Chris Larson, who is leaving the county board to join the state Senate. These are his remarks from the last county board meeting.
Thank you, Chairman, for allowing me the moment. I know Supervisor Mayo was looking at me, making sure that I would come up and speak. It's hard to follow Beth, who's been here for 22 years, with somebody who's only been here for 2.5. It was just 3 years ago at this time when I was still out on doors in one of the coldest winters we've had, trying to convince people that I'd be able to do this job, and here I am in just 2 weeks shy of leaving it. So my speech will be a lot shorter. But I just want to thank the few people. First off, my wife. As everybody knows in this room, if you don't have the support of your family and those that care about you the most, that this job becomes that much harder to do, going to those meetings, going to neighborhood meetings, going to the late meetings here for the budget, and actually trying to take care of people's problems no matter what time the call. This is a job where it doesn't have regular office hours, and if you don't have the support of that person, and for me that's Jessica, and she's chasing her dream in Omaha right now, and I'm chasing my dream right here in Milwaukee. But I'm glad that we have such a great relationship that we're able to do that. So, to the staff that makes us look good, that's able to draw up the legislation that we come up with in our minds, you flesh it out and make it work. Without you guys, we would not be able to do the jobs that we do and be able to serve the people that we do. So for the years that you've been here before and the years that you'll be here afterwards, thank you for all that you've helped me while I was here. To Jonathan, my staff most personally, come on here. I won't embarrass you as much, but Jonathan, who's been my friend, just a brief story. When we first met, we were competing for signatures at UW-Milwaukee. And quickly found out you get a lot more people to come to your cause if you're out in front of the table than behind the table and grabbing people. It's been great over the last 5 years to develop our friendship as he has really made the office work when I'm out with the constituents. And he's the one who's made it happen. Behind all of us is our great staff, and they're the ones that make us work. And for Jonathan, I wouldn't be able to do it without you, and I look forward to continuing as our friendship and seeing how you develop and where you go from here. So thank you, Jonathan. And to all of you, to my colleagues, I think that the fact that I've only been here for 2.5 years, I think it's an honor to take a second today and kind of look at the room that we're in and to appreciate the fact that we're given the privilege to serve our constituents. And there will be somebody who comes after me. There are many who came before me. So for this brief moment, it was a pleasure to be able to serve with you and to represent all of Milwaukee County. It's amazing to see what problems we can solve, what issues we can tackle, how we can have great debates and still be friends afterwards, wherever we fall on the issues. And sometimes we fall on different sides of the fight within the same meetings. And it's been a privilege to serve you as you represent your constituents. And I look forward to seeing what you accomplish and what this body accomplishes as I move on in my journey to the state and continue to represent new constituents in a new battle of trying to solve problems and trying to make sure our society functions and continuing this great experiment of democracy. So thank you very much for being a part of that, and I look forward to checking back and seeing where things are at here. So thank you. I consider you all dear friends, and I appreciate all of your support through all of these this last 2.5 years and beyond. Thank you.
That is outgoing Supervisor Chris Larson, elected to the state Senate. We wish both Larson and Coggs all the best in the state legislature. You are listening to Inside the County Board. This wraps up the January edition. We'll be back on Sunday, February 6th. Thanks for listening. I'm Harold Mester. News next on News Talk 1130 WISN.